Fabulous, right? Okay. All right, a few things. This fruit of the vine, Pat kept harping on. Again, he didn't answer any of the things that I said about that, though, and the fact that Jesus at the Last Supper called himself the vine. So there's a few different arguments here you can make. This fruit of the vine, he's talking about his blood. Perfect, makes perfect sense if Jesus is the vine. Secondly, at the Passover meal, there were four cups. If you read Luke 22, verses 17 through 20 carefully, you'll see that Jesus is talking when he says, the fruit of the vine, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine. He's talking about the second cup, not the third cup. Pat's argument would have Jesus saying after the second cup of wine, I shall not drink again of this fruit of the vine. But then he drinks of the third cup of wine, the cup of blessing, which he says, this is my body. And then he supposedly says, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine, or the fruit of the vine. So basically, Jesus would be saying, I'm not going to drink again after the second cup, but oh, he drinks again, the third cup. And then again, he says, well, now I'm not going to drink again of the fruit of the vine. So Pat's argument again on this fruit of the vine just simply doesn't hold scriptural water. He said some things, John 6, eating the flesh and drinking the blood are used interchangeably with believing. Well, that's not quite right. Yes, Jesus says you have to believe in him. Well, of course you do. You have to believe mightily in order to believe him when he says to eat his body and drink his blood. You cannot approach him without believing. You cannot approach the Eucharist without believing. He says John 4 is a metaphor, and he claims John 6 is also a metaphor. But again, he's still not quite getting what I'm saying here. He says, I narrowed down this metaphor thing to fit my position. Well, no. I'm telling you what's in the Scripture. You can check the Scriptures for yourself and see. Everywhere that Jesus spoke metaphorically, either it was clearly understood that he was speaking metaphorically by the reactions or by the fact that he explained himself. You know, when he said, I am the vine, nobody said, oh, he doesn't have any leaves sprouting out. When he said, I am the door, no one said, how can he say that? He's not made of wood. They understood him metaphorically or symbolically every single time. In the places where he spoke metaphorically and they did not understand him correctly, he explained it to them, except in John 6. Pat uses Acts 1 verse 6 again, but Jesus wasn't speaking metaphorically there. The disciples might have understood things in a weird way, that, hey, we're expecting a political thing, and Jesus said, no, my kingdom is not. Jesus was not speaking figuratively or metaphorically. Jesus was speaking literally. They didn't understand him. It's not the same thing as he was speaking metaphorically and they didn't understand it. In John 6, it's the only place in the Gospels where the disciples walk away from Jesus because of a doctrinal dispute. Pat says he let them go over a misunderstanding. Is that the mark of a good teacher? Is that the mark of a good God? He would let these people leave because they misunderstood him? When every other time, when he spoke metaphorically in the Gospels, and they misunderstood him, he explained it to them, except here, makes no sense whatsoever. And again, he said, he looked up this word trogo that I mentioned, that I said it's never used metaphorically. It was never used metaphorically. He said it's used 6 times metaphorically. Well, that's what it says in his book. But if you read the actual verses, 2 of those times it's talking about, I believe, eating manna. Well, the Jews didn't metaphorically eat manna. The other 4 times that it says we're metaphorically, we're in John 6, verse 54, 56, 57, and 58. In other words, it just assumed that these were metaphors. Nothing in the text, though, says that it's a metaphor. As Pat said to Catholics, I say to those in the members of the Church of Christ that he represents, read the Scriptures. It says, this is my body, this is my blood. John 6 says, you must eat my body and drink my blood or you have no life in you. If he's talking about just eating some bread and drinking some grape juice, how does that make any sense whatsoever? And look at how the people reacted to him. Everyone there, everyone who heard him, even his disciples who knew him better than anyone, save his own mother, took him to be speaking literally. Pat Donahue, 2,000 years later, without any evidence to the contrary, says, oh no, he's speaking symbolically here. Doesn't make any sense. This is my body. This is my blood. Thank you.